Hi, welcome to episode 4 of my podcast. I am here with Mr. Duran.
Oh, hi.
So we're going to be talking about understanding leadership. So what is leadership?
I think leadership is people's ability to help others make better decisions by passing on information, in some cases representing people in a place where there may not be the means for everybody to, I guess, speak, or not necessarily to not have a voice, but to be a representative voice. So we rely on leaders to help us in that process.
Mm-hmm. And what are the characteristics of a leader?
Well, if you're going to speak for a group of people, you need to be a good listener. You need to kind of have broad perspectives so that you can recognize when somebody else's ideas or opinions differ from yours, that you can still represent them. I think you also need to be somewhat charismatic, somebody that people are going to be willing to follow, and that can take many forms. But overall, I think, in addition to that, somebody who just has a strong voice.
Mm-hmm. And what are leadership styles? Because I know the different varieties.
Well, I guess it really depends on the context of where somebody is leading. But I think most often of a person like a lead by example person, somebody who'd be willing to, this would be maybe somebody like, you know, in the military, or somebody who is in a position where they are going to set the tone for others to follow. I also think it is possible to be more of a quiet leader. Maybe not when you're so much the face of a movement. That doesn't necessarily work. But if you're kind of working alongside others who are in a similar leadership position, you can also kind of represent the ability to kind of just lead more passively. And there's others, but those two stand out to me.
Mm-hmm. And what can we learn from past historical leaders?
I think we can learn a lot if people are willing to really look at and analyze what different leaders do, right? And in some cases, you can even learn from the people who have led others in a non-positive way, because that can teach us a lot about not only the leader, his or herself, but what it was about that person that convinced other people to follow them. And in some ways that could be a good thing, and in other ways that could be something to, like you said, learn from so that we don't necessarily repeat it.
Mm-hmm. And what historical leaders would you say we can learn from?
Gosh, so many choices. Again, it really depends on like the context of what type of leadership you're looking at, right? There's political leaders. There's people who have led social movements, right? Think about like Malala. There's like the people who we are very familiar with because of their voices, people who were great speakers, which doesn't necessarily mean they were a great leader, but I think we tend to kind of link those two things together. And we have definitely like those political leaders that we always think of, people like Nelson Mandela, people like Gandhi, people who led social movements, and at the same time, in Mandela's case, you know, led people in a more formal setting. Those are some of the important historical figures. I think it's important to also look at people of different ethnicities and people who live, in different, you know, gender. There's people who have led movements. And so it's just kind of good to have a real broad view of the different types of people who have been leaders.
Mm-hmm. So in generalizing all of that in one sentence, what makes a good leader?
A good leader promotes positive change by representing others who may not have the capacity to help move that change themselves.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Duran. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jerry.